There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Quick refresher here. The phone line and the text line, same digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. Also with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can leave us a talkback message. Just use that microphone icon there on the front page. And in addition to this segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey, which I'm, you know, while we said FM Talk 106.5 now, 16 years old, so we can drive now. Well, his business can vote. He's been doing it 18-plus years in Mobile and Baldwin County, getting rid of junk. I've used him personally, used him with this radio station. You look at the Google reviews out there, the hundreds and hundreds of people that have used him that are people you know, people you work with, go to church with, school, you know, friends of the kids, parents, whatever. People you know use the service, and I've pointed this out. It really says something about a service when you pay for a service and you love it so much, you go online to tell other people how good it is. I mean, the internet's full of people complaining about stuff, but to have a service that's so good that somebody takes their time to then go online and say, you know, Trey and Gant and the crew, how great they were. I mean, go look at these reviews. It's the kind of people you want in your home doing this work. They're great folks, personal friends. They're also the people that realize you have a life. So when you make an appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, it is a real appointment. None of the, they'll be there sometime between 7 in the morning and 7 at night stuff. No, you go online or call, and the name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The website where you can book it as well, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They're going to find the day you want to do the pickup and the time. They set the appointment. All you do is, when they show up, is you just point at the junk you want gone. They quote you a price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then, and the stuff is out of your life. So check them out. My buddy Trey and the crew with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, good to check in with this guy. We had to take a week off because of my time away last week, but we're back with Brady Petrie from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. What's up, man?
Not much, just trying to please the masses and keep some news flowing.
That's right. Well, there's a, I don't know where we go to start off on the news flowing here. Do we, you know what, let's look at Mobile. Let's look at mayoral race, council races, this kind of, yesterday, you know, popping here some other names back when I, you know, I guess last Friday, I was like, there's not going to be too many other people get in the mix. But now we have two new names in this mayoral election.
Yeah, we've gone a couple of weeks, you and I, of talking without anybody jumping in. So we were due for a couple of new candidates. But we've got two new names in the mayoral race. Marion T. Dias and Donovan Eli, they've decided to throw their name into the race, and they have qualified with the city clerk's office, so they'll be on the ballot. Now, I will say, for Dias, there's some questions up in the air about whether she lives in Mobile or not, because looking back at voting records, she did vote in the 2024 general election in Foley. So not saying that she, you know, hasn't moved or anything like that. We just haven't found any evidence that she has moved into Mobile. But and then as for Eli, she actually ran for the position in 2021, and I believe she received less than 1% of the vote. So, two new names into the mix, as if we didn't have enough already. I keep anticipating, one or two candidates to drop out, and instead I get the exact opposite. It's two more candidates into the mix.
Yeah, it really, I mean, let's talk about what's important here. It messes me up, because I wanted to, like, host a debate. But here's the problem. I needed the number to come down, right, to be able to get more than a question for any given candidate. Right. And you add new names in there. I'm like, I can't get this. I'm going to have to wait for what's going to be a runoff, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday on our podcast, Lagnapod, which you can also get at landyatmobile.com. A little selfless plug there.
Nice.
You know, we actually talked about that yesterday, and, you know, there needs to be forums, there needs to be debates, but it's almost impossible to do things in a timely and orderly fashion when you've got this many candidates. I mean, look at the last couple of forums we've had. Each candidate only gets, you know, two, maybe three questions, and, you know, the same questions might not be asked to each candidate, because you've really only got an hour or two that you can really spend doing these kind of things. You know, after that, you start to lose people's attention and things like that. But, you know, I'm kind of like you. I kind of was hoping that the field would dwindle down to where we can start having some more meaningful debates with, you know, some of the front runners here in this race. And, you know, actually, we kind of publisher Ashley Trice had a good idea about, you know, possibly, you know, implementing some kind of polling requirements. You know, if you're polling at a certain percentage, you're allowed to participate in the forums. If not, you know, you got to get those numbers up. You know, that may
they
be
do
a way
that.
To,
yeah, they do that a lot of times for, you know, network television and all that, and the cable news networks. They do that, right? They put that.
Right.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean,
so who's
going to
pay for the poll? Who's paying for the poll?
Well, that's the question, right? Who's going to pay for it? that's the number one question. But if you can find somebody or some group or organization that wants to pay for it and put the bill, then, you know, it's a great idea. But until then, that's something you gotta have to figure out. But I do think we'll start to see the field thin up, especially in the next month, because, I mean, you look at the fundraising numbers for some of the candidates. I mean, you know, you've got Spiro Chiriagotis, who's, you know, pretty much lapping everybody in terms of fundraising, but then you've got Connie Hudson and Barbara Drummond, who are, you know, raising very impressive amounts of money on their own, and Paul Frind as well, and Jermaine Burrell. But then you've got other candidates like Lawrence Batiste, who raised, I think, just around $1,500 last month. So, I mean, you're going to start to see it thin out. I'm just wondering if it's going to thin out in time to have some, you know, legitimate debates and forums to where, you know, we can actually get some answers to key issues and not have to, you know, wait around 2 hours for your, you know, preferred candidate to answer two questions.
You know, you talk about the money, of course, the mother's milk of politics, but the jump between Chiriagotis and Hudson, that's one and two, but that's a significant dollar difference between the two. I saw it somewhere. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's a lot.
It is. It's a pretty sizable difference, and, you know, not just the number, but also the amount of donations as well. I believe last month Spiro had around 200 individual donations, and I think Hudson had around 70, 75 or so individual donations. And, you know, money's not everything. That by no stretch means that, you know, this is just an absolute runaway. I'm fairly convinced that we're going to head to a runoff of some sort, which, you know, shouldn't be that surprising, especially when you've got this many candidates mm-hmm. in the field. But you know, like I said, money's not everything, but it certainly helps. And I think it'll be really interesting to see. Cause, I mean, there hasn't been just a ton of money spent on this race, and it's been relatively
quiet.
No, y'all get
coming with it out there. Y'all get, yeah.
Right, exactly. Go ahead and spend some of that money, you know. But, you know, it's also been a relatively quiet race, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, for it to be, you know, the top elected position in, you know, second largest city in the state, I mean, we're a little under 2 months out from the from Election Day, and it has been pretty quiet, shockingly so, I would say. But I'm hopeful that things will pick up in the next month, and we'll start to kind of not necessarily get some mudslinging, but get some, you know, some fiery comments and statements like that to really kind of pick up and drum up interest.
All right, let's go from the mayoral race, of course, because we're in municipal election season, city council, and a familiar name back in the mix. You reported that former Circuit Court Judge Herman Thomas now running for city council.
Yeah, that one kind of caught us a little bit by surprise, and I can imagine it caught a lot of people mm-hmm. by surprise. You know, his issues, I guess you would say, are pretty well documented, and you know, I mean, we just happened to stumble across one of his yard signs that was out, I believe, towards the western part of the city, and just kind of had to do a double take, like, wait, does that really say Herman Thomas? And sure enough, on his social media accounts, he announced that he was running. He'll be going up against Corey Penn. And, you know, I was very surprised to see him jump into the race. I mean, he's, you know, no stranger to local politics, but, you know, given the, you know, his history and the, I guess, the baggage, more or less, that kind of comes with it, I was kind of surprised to see him jump into the race.
Now, and there's what, one, two, three, I'm trying to think how many council districts are contested. I know three or three for sure. I can think off the top of my head. I know three are contested. I'm not saying district. I'm saying there are three city council districts contested now that I know. So it'd be one and six and two, I think.
Right.
Maybe and maybe I'm missing some other one out there. But they've got. I mean, there's a deadline coming up, right? I mean, that's you've got to have it filed. Yeah. Is it next week?
I believe it's next week or the week after. It's coming up. And, you know, you've got all kinds of different deadlines. You've got residency requirement deadlines, qualification deadlines. There's so many to think of. But it is coming up soon. And, I mean, you're right. I mean, we do have multiple, you know, races that are contested. I mean, you know, you've only got one seat that's for sure going to be, you know, have a new representative. And ironically, in District 5, where Joel Daves is retiring.
Yes. Yeah, there's another.
You know, there's no challenger to the one that I know of. Bo Fleming is the only one who has announced for that that seat, and ironically, he is unopposed as of right now. So,
what Brady's saying, that's like not normal. When a seat goes open like that, when there's not an incumbent, there's always multiple candidates, and even if it's even for the dang PTA or something,
right? And that, you know, that's when I see all of these challengers come up for, you know, against Corey Penn or William Carroll or whoever the incumbents are, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. But I've been really caught off guard that there haven't been that many, you know, any challengers at all for Bo Fleming. I'm like, you know, this is everybody knew that this seat was going to be up and available, and we've really only got one person running for it. Like, I was fully expecting that one to be kind of the biggest, you know, knockdown, drag-out race of all of them. But, you know, obviously just going for an open seat is much easier than going up against, you know, an incumbent. But here we are, like I said, less than a little over 2 months out, and so far it's Bo Fleming's to lose.
All right, that means, y'all, a lot more reason to stay tuned to LandNetMobile.com daily from now on through August in the municipal. How do they get signed up?
Yeah, just go to LandNetMobile.com. It's a very easy process to sign up. If you have any issues, you can reach out to us. We'll be happy to help. You can pick up a free paper at any one of our purple boxes, but just keep in mind you're going to be missing out on a ton of content that we're uploading every day to the website. So go to LandNetMobile.com, get signed up, and make sure you don't miss out on any breaking news.
Good stuff. Brady, we'll talk again next week.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy.
All right, there goes Brady Petrie, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 123 FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms. It's, you know, we're telling you about how quick this process is to get a silencer, something that I messed around with for years and didn't get done. I got done in 20 minutes at Jeff's shop. Walk on into Stone Arms, and there's a kiosk on the wall. They're just west of Snow on Airport. And you walk in, and there's a kiosk on the wall, and it's all you need to do is you do this, and it says go to, you know, it just leads you through the process. You take your fingerprints there, the photograph, all the information goes in right there, and it emails and sends it off for you. I mean, all one place. You don't have to go over here and over there and all one place with that kiosk, and then it sends it off. And he says, now Jeff says, expect 30 to 45 minutes to get it done. I got it in 20. I think I may hold the record. Maybe. I don't know. I got it in 20. And the amazing thing is I had expected, for years I wanted to get a silencer or multiples. And I said, well, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to probably even forget about applying for my, you know, my green light from the feds. I'm going to forget about it before I get it. It was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's it. And I got the green light and a great selection of silencers in stock. So I got that. Actually, may or may not have bought a new rifle for it to go on. But the nice thing is they can do the gunsmithing work to put it on other rifles that I have. So if you have one that's not already tapped, they can do that. They can fit it. They can make everything work and it's all in one place. It's at Stone Arms. They're online at stonearmsinc.com. Get the details there. But go check out the kiosk. Get that process you've been talking about doing for years. Get it done. When you go to Stone Arms, they're right there on Airport just past Snow. And tell Jeff I said hello. All right, to the text line here. Now, Tim, you make a good point. But it's a small city. Tim says, if it's the 106.5 debate, you invite whoever you want to come in, and you don't get invited, you can't come. True, but it's like it seems like I'm putting if I did that, it's like I'm biasing and putting a thumb on the scale. If you put something independent, like, hey, you got a poll at a certain number to get in there, then at least I'm like, I didn't say the thing. The poll said this thing. You know, I mean, I do understand what you're saying, Tim, but I think that could lead. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something about it feels, I don't know. Motorman says, doesn't the United States have a couple burner B2s that had the serial numbers shaved off? Maybe one's out for retirement that can take all the marks off and let them have them for a discounted price. But Motorman, think if we rent them. Think if we rent them. I mean, there's a lot of countries out there that on occasion might need a B2 bomber to drop something. They don't need them every day, right? I mean, it's like, and I'll talk to my buddy Blaine Price from Paris Tractor. I mean, I buy a tractor, but there's certain pieces of machinery, like a cherry picker or something that I would rent because I'm not going to need it every day, right? So maybe, you're wherever staying, and you're like, I don't need a B2. I don't need to own a B2. I need to go ahead and just rent it when I need it. In the United States, we do that, and they got to put a deposit in, and they better bring it back full. If we got to fill them up when they get back, it's going to be very expensive. I don't know. T-Bone said, I can't think of anything that could go wrong with breeding genetically altered superflies. And maybe that was that one of the news stories at the national news? I missed that one. Yeah. Have we not learned about genetically altering things? But the problem is when somebody starts doing it, then everybody's going to do it. Everybody's going to be having genetically altered flies. Yeah, people commenting on Herman. Yeah, Herman Thomas in. Story's out. Herman Thomas running for Mobile City Council, District 1, against Corey Penn. This has happened before. It's not the first time. But he's right. And it is interesting. I didn't think about that because Councilman Daves, who's been a guest on the show several times, Councilman Daves not running again. And so you have an uncontested seat and you only have one person in the mix. It's odd. Usually when there's not an incumbent in there, there's usually more than one run for an office. I'm not saying there's any malfeasance. It's just kind of, nobody else wants to run for it. I don't know. Would you want that job? Seriously, just think about what you do for a living. Would you want the job? And one of the things, can you do that and give the time to it and still do your other job? Right, it's not a city council job's not one that you can say, well, I don't need another paycheck. The same thing's true with state legislature. Do we, by doing that, which I don't know that I have a problem with, but I do ask sometimes that we, do we end up in a situation where we limit the people that would take a job because they can't take the job and keep their other job? I mean, a lot of times we'll say the same bunch of people are running for office all the time. Well, maybe it's because those are people in a situation with whatever they do. Maybe they're retired. Maybe they have their own business where they can, make the rules when they come and go. Maybe they work a different way that they can do a job like that. But could you, whatever you do for a living, could you just all of a sudden take a job and be like, well, on these days I'm out and I have a pre-council meeting and then I have a council meeting and then I have a, could you do that? Maybe you could. Maybe good. I don't know a solution there, how we get a better system there, because you got to have a job, at least for a lot of us, got to have a job, right? Oh, and before I run out of time, this is just, I saw the story pop up today. The ACT is changing. So the ACT, you had the SAT and the ACT. I did okay on the SAT. I crushed the ACT. ACT gave me my life. They said they're revamping it. Says the new format, ACT is undergoing some adjustments, including a shortened format, an optional science section. What? In today's world? And we're going to make science optional? With it? And the ability for students to choose between paper and digital versions. I think that last one seems completely normal. Said the changes will go live with the national online testing beginning this year. They said the rollout for school day testing, I guess, will be next year when they put it in. So there you go. It's so shortened, and you don't have to do science. Would that have changed your score in the ACT? Would you, if you didn't have to do science, would it have helped you in your ACT score? And once again, I'm still wondering about, you know, ACTs. Like here in Mobile, kids took their ACTs and then went to Langham Park and shot it up. But I don't know if there's a optional gunplay thing with the ACT now going forward. It didn't say that in the story, so I'm not entirely sure. All right, coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. Right now, actually, I spent some of my morning gawking at one of the brokered boats they've got. I'm not going to tell you which one. Maybe I might. There's a Pursuit on there that's fantastic. But it got me thinking, too. I talk about Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service doing the service work on your boat. They absolutely do great work, not just on your Yamaha and Mercury engines, everything else on the boat that makes for a great trip, bilge pumps, running lights, electronics, all those things. They could do that. But on the brokerage side, because I'm looking at the boats they've got for sale, if you're thinking about selling your boat, think about using Blue Water Yacht Sales to market your boat. You know, I've definitely had more boats than I've had vehicles in my life. Start off young, you buy a boat, you fix it up, you sell it, you make a little bit, you buy another one. And so I've been doing this a long time. And I can tell you some war stories from what it's like. You list a boat, and people are calling you that really don't have any interest in buying the boat. I guess they're bored. They want to come by your house and look at it and kind of kick the tires on it like it tells them anything. Or you're out doing test rides, you know, with people. You meet them at Navco Park and taking them for a boat ride, and you got to go through like 15 of those people before somebody buys it. Or, you know, the people coming to your house to look at the boat, are they really looking at the boat? Are they casing your house? You don't know. So Forrest said, hey, you know, what about using, you know, if you would use us to sell your boat? And I said, well, the only problem I would have is I think I can make more money selling it myself and not paying y'all to do it. He said, well, there's a difference, because with your higher end used boat, he's got a brokerage service that for all down the Atlantic coast, around Florida, Gulf Coast, down to Texas, he's got this network, and he knows the boats people are looking for. So he's going to get top dollar for those boats. And therefore, you're going to make the money you would selling it on your own. And there's a reason for them to do it, too, or, you know, for them to get into it. Nice thing is, too, you bring your boat to them. They're going to make sure everything's fixed. It looks great. It's perfect when they market it. And it gets sold fast, and you get top dollar. And that's you get the same money. And you don't have to worry about all the stuff that goes along with selling your boat. So if you're thinking about doing that, give them a call. Yeah, they actually have even an 800 number now to do it. It's on their website. Or go by and see them in person. Make that appointment to see what they think about your boat. In Mobile, they're on the East I-65 Service Road at South Baldwin. They're at Orange Beach Marina. Either way, check that out. Forrest and the crew from Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. Right, let me play this again. At the beginning of the show, we talked about the situation with Iran, a very serious question for Americans out there is, you know, how far do we go involving ourselves in Israel's fight against Iran, right? And like I said, it seems like the PR machine is really out for war with Iran. There's people like me that are real slow about that. I'm not a, you know, Israel doing what they're doing? Israel can do what they're doing, but getting ourselves involved in yet another war out there. But it's interesting, and people said, you know, Tucker Carlson against, yeah? And Whoopi Goldberg on The View, she's against it. But the reason to say no to war in Iran from Whoopi Goldberg, I got sent this clip. I saw it yesterday afternoon. This is from The View. Like, once again, I say I don't know. I may even think this show, my conspiracy is this show is paid for by conservatives to give us out here a reason to go, what are they talking about? But on The View show, they've got whatever her name is, the one conservative, is she seems to be making a case for, you know, war against Iran. And matronly Whoopi Goldberg disagrees. Okay, that's normal American stuff. But the reason she disagrees, I think, is within worth playing here. So here's Whoopi Goldberg commenting on The View of why we maybe shouldn't attack Iran because, well, we're not any better. Let's cue cut one.
The Iranians literally throw gay people off of buildings. They don't adhere to basic human
rights.
Listen,
here's the thing. Let's not do that because if we start with that, We have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Where the Iranian regime is today, they used to just keep hanging
black people. So
it is not even the same.
That's not what you mean to say. It is the same.
No, it's not. The year 2025 of the United States is nothing like if I step foot wearing this outfit in Toronto.
Okay, so and you know. Ridiculous. The analogy is not factual. I mean, did those things that Whoopi Goldberg say happen in this country? Yes. Did the government do it? Did the government have these things? No. And we're talking about today in Iran. I'm talking about the fact that, and once again, I'm not rattling sabers to go to war with Iran, but I'm talking about what's true. I mean, it was just, 3 years ago? And I know this happens more often, but the story that got the attention, that Basha Amini, who just didn't have her veil on right, and the morality police beat her to death, beat her so badly that she ended up dying from the beating she took from the morality police, where women don't have the rights, and yes, they throw gay people off buildings, and like, this is not, this comparison is ridiculous. And Whoopi Goldberg saying it's this way in the United States, then would Whoopi Goldberg rather live here or live in Iran? It's a question. We take your text and calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. We go to the phones. Oh, look. Oh, nice. It's my buddy John. You may know him by the name of Mr. Mobile, the host of Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, John Young. How is it, man?
Hey, everything's fine, Action, man. Thank you for the plug for my show. I need it.
Great show. Yeah, great show. Y'all check it out. You. Monday nights at 8.
Thank you. You know, this thing with Whoopi Goldberg, and first, this thing about war, it's none of our business, right? And both sides of the opinion are being paid. Everyone's getting their propaganda out. The victimstry, that's the word I just invented today.
What is victimstry? What is that? Define that for me.
It is the industry of making victims out of people.
It's good. Victimstry. Okay, I like it.
Victimstry. And obviously, Goldberg is one of those people that has made lucrative amounts of money constantly trying to pigeonhole or wedge in the black struggle with every other struggle in the world. Listen, there was struggle. There was segregation.
That
there was. And there, it's not anymore. It no longer exists. If you can point to a lynching in the United States this year,
That was put out by the government, that the government decided to lynch somebody because of the color of their skin, right? So if we're going to be analogous here, Whoopi Goldberg, so the United States government decided they're going to lynch somebody for being black. All right, I'm looking, I'm doing a Google search. I'm not seeing it.
Well, and you won't because it hasn't happened, and we should be grateful it hasn't happened.
Got that right.
Today on Juneteenth, people are celebrating being a slave and free from slavery. Well, what positive? How can you move forward if you're constantly looking backwards? What is your accomplishment? I believe black people have contributed greatly to the U.S. History and society as Americans. Mm-hmm. I believe there are positive contributions every day made by black people who may or may not have been ancestors who were slaves. But why is it that that's the only thing the victimstry industry can focus on? They can only say black people were slaves. Well, I am no longer a slave. I was never a slave, nor was my father. And the sacrifices he made for me when he integrated Scott Paper Company are what has made me what I am. I am grateful for the sacrifices he's made. But I would spit in his face if I talked about slavery. I would say that all of his hard work is for nothing. And it just embarrasses me that people like Goldberg, that they don't uphold Soul or Dobson or MacWhorter. They hold up the victim street. Well, I am not a victim, Sean, and I never will be a victim, because I will take the sacrifices made by people before me and continue to work harder. It just frustrates me that the only people that get any of this national airtime are extreme people. They're war hawks. They're neocons. They're these hyper-liberal people that really believe that they have the answers, and somehow Whoopi Goldberg speaks for black people. No,
John, did you not sign that at the black person meeting? Did you not? Did you miss the last black person meeting? Because I missed the last two white people meetings. So
I missed them all for 54 years. And if I went there, I call them a bunch of hypocrite liars. I call them lazy, hypocritical liars. They need Jesus. They need salvation. They need to fall on their face and confess and repent for what they've done. Leaders unite, Action Man. We bring people together in spite of our differences. But we don't care. Right, and that's what we've gotten to in this nation. How do we get to this insanity, this madness?
So she's going to use the argument that you shouldn't, and once again, I may agree with the final outcome of not attack, but she's going to say, we shouldn't attack Iran because there have been lynching of black people in this country, has happened. A gay person's been pulled by a car. So therefore, we can't attack Iran because if Iran's got it going better, Whoopi, please go see how they'll treat you. Go walk without a veil like that 22-year-old girl and be beaten to death, you know, in Iran.
And speak out and be argumentative and be masculine and declare your rights in Iran. The people who are protesting in Los Angeles, go to the country that you love so much. If you're going to stand in America and wave a foreign flag and burn cars, then that's where you need to go live. Go where you are comfortable. I'm just fed up with this anti-American rhetoric. I'm American. I have been American. My daddy was American. My great-great-granddaddy was American. And I stand for what's best for America. No, war is not best for America across foreign seas. But don't use the suffering of black people in slavery to justify it. Try to make an analogy between black lynchings in America and homosexuals being thrown off buildings in Iran. My God, man, how do we get here?
I don't know. She could have made another argument and said, well, I don't feel at this time this is the place for the United States to involve itself, and, you know, I don't want to get into another war and stuff. Okay, that's, and then debate with the other, whatever her name is, the conservative there. That's cool. You know, but I saw that and I said, you got to be kidding me. That you're going to say Iran's okay because the United States is worse? What?
Well, you know, since I've had the show, I realized how advertising works. And I need more sponsors, man. I got to make some money. But each time you mention that sponsor's name, you know, you do a commercial for them, they have to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
So in the victim stream, whenever they promote that idea, they're compensated. The same way the doctors who pushed the COVID vaccinations, they were compensated for those things. So if you have to pay people to say what you want them to say, you can't be sincere, and it can't be the complete truth. Truth is free.
Well, you
truth costs nothing.
Well, you know where I go with this is I go the other way and say I'm thinking there's people paying on the flip side. I mean, maybe it's all the conservative talk show hosts in the nation are paying for The View to come up so they can say the stupid things and we can all react to it. Maybe that's my conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. I guarantee you they're getting money from everywhere.
No,
they're getting money from everyone.
It'd be worth me. I don't think it's very often I talk about The View, but maybe I'll throw in some bucks for folks on The View to say stupid crap so I can make it easy for me to do a show.
Right. They can be making money out of both hands. Listen, the idea to divide us isn't one-sided. They have to make us angry at each other, and the simpletons are falling for it. The people like her and these other talking heads that want every black person to have the same lived experience and be suffering the same way over the same reasons over the same length of time. Well, I'm just not having it anymore, and I'll speak boldly out against it. I don't care who disagrees with me. I'll meet you on soft ground or hard. And we can just talk about it or discuss it. But I'm not going to be silent anymore, Sean. I just can't be. I'm tired of being embarrassed by people like her, people like Sharpton, people like Crump, all of these social justice, BLM, George Floyd got a statue. George, he got a statue? Soul hasn't received any national recognition, but you give a statue to him? You put a statue in New York City of an overweight black woman with a scowl on her face and her hands on her size 78 hips? That's the legacy of black people in this country? That's what we have to offer? Is struggle? It's embarrassing. I'm not tolerating it anymore.
How about we put statues up of people that have been victims? How about innocent people? That's
innocent.
If you want to put
about
it, you know?
Kaylee, Sierra, LaQuentin.
Yep.
How about putting statues up of them?
Seems
how about
like
that? How about we get behind HB, House Bill 20 to make it a capital offense for murder in a group of multiple people are around, in spite of what our own senators know, state senators know is true, in spite of what they're saying? Not pointing fingers at the offenders, but saying, oh, no, because I'm sick of it, Sean. I didn't call to get riled up, but baby, you know, when you put your quarter in, you get your ride. But I'm just, man, I'm a victor.
Yes, not
a
victim.
Right. Christ has overcome the world, so I have overcome the world. I am a victor.
You better.
Why don't we promote success?
By the way, looking at the reaction on the text line, you better hurry up and trademark victimstry. People are saying that's their new favorite word out there. Victims, the industry of victimizing, victimstry out there. All right.
So, I better. You're right. You're right.
Because I'm trying to trademark it right now. You better beat me to it. If people would, of course, hear more of this from John Monday nights. Give them the plug. When tell them about the show.
Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on 106.5 FM Talk. We'll talk about everything pertaining to Mobile, and you can call in and send your text messages, and I'll respond. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics.
Excellent work. I mean, it's like you're born to do this job. John, we'll talk soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, be good. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile. We'll wrap it up here in just minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 155 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Check in with my buddy Blaine at Parrish Tractor. You know, if somebody did not get exactly what they wanted for Father's Day, maybe dads out there can buy their own Father's Day gifts. Y'all got the 0% financing still going on?
It is, Sean. It is going on all of our Kubota equipment right now, whether it be lawnmowers, side-by-sides, tractors, construction equipment. We got some really good deals right now on our compact package deals, where it comes with a trailer, a couple implements, all qualify for the zero interest financing, as well as our mower packages. We got some mower packages that come with the trailer, a couple either steel or Husqvarna handhelds, a couple empty fuel tanks, some mixing oil, just to form up that package there on the mowers as well.
Like truly everything you need.
It should be everything you need. Yep.
Except for diesel. When y'all start carrying diesel, then we'll talk. But
that's right.
You know, and with these, you can go. I was just thinking about on the tractor thing too. If people were going, man, you know. Whether it's just working around the house or they're thinking about even like you and I think about hunting season coming up and they're sick of tractors that don't run or the guy that had the tractors not in the club anymore. I mean, this is a time you can make that move and get a good deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can get it all at once, form it into that package deal, get it all financed at that zero interest.
The implements too, right? Because, I mean, I bought recently.
Well.
Yeah, recently I bought Lamb Pride from you and that's available on those implements.
It is. The financing, the zero interest financing is still available on the Land Pride as well. And we have a ton of implements in stock right now, a little bit of everything. So come by, see us, give us a call. Whatever's easiest for you, we'll make it the easiest way possible.
Okay. Well, you just told them to come by or give you a call. So give them a phone number. Give them some directions.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturdays 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171 and you can visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, there he goes, Blaine over Parrish Tractor. And by the way, too, hopefully John is getting his word trademarked because I'm seeing more activity. Victimstry. I just brand new word coined by my friend John Young. I like that. C.B. Carl from the text line said, not only did our government not commit those horrors, they also held the monsters accountable. It may have taken too long in some cases, but accountable anyway. The ones that don't face accountability are the ones whose neighbors won't speak up. Got that right. And I think the Iran thing too, I sure wish they would get a nudge and do it on their own, because you know, the idea we get Iran, the leaders and the IRGC and all that, but there's probably just lots of regular folks that are Iranian people. If you gave them a chance at freedom, I think, you know, maybe their version of freedom. I don't want to tell them how to do it. Y'all figure it out. But yeah, if y'all will rise up, you know, this may be your time. We'll see. We'll see what happens tonight and talk more about this on tomorrow's show. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.